Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
They called me and was like, Ty, did you know Facebook and Instagram is down? I was like, I'm sleeping. And I don't work for them.
You be doing those sketches. You got something to do with it.
Come on, Ty. You be on there now. You be on there now. You still on Clubhouse.
Well, listen, because you know I'm in California.
Ty, like, I don't know what they care about social media for at all.
Listen, I was sleeping. I'm on the West Coast. So I woke up to text and call. I was like, what is happening? They was like, yo, is Facebook down? I was like, I don't know. I just woke up. So I go to Twitter. I go to Facebook and Instagram. And I'm like, oh, it's down. I go to Twitter. I go to Clubhouse. I go to Fanbase. And I'm like, really? So this is what y'all want to talk about today?
Wow. It sucks that our lives are literally all based around internet. If internet went down for a year, the whole internet, if it goes down for a day, this world will go to shit.
And everything will be crazy. It'll get weird.
You couldn't even do this. You couldn't watch movies. You couldn't pay bills. I mean, that's good.
I mean, I'm not paying bills. No way.
Is it really down? Everything's really down? Because I heard that Facebook was just deleted.
No, Facebook and Instagram are down. They are down, down. But TikTok, Fanbase, Clubhouse, everything else is up. Because, you know, Facebook and Instagram. Can y'all?
What's Fanbase?
Patrick, what's up, brother?
What up, man? How you feeling?
I think you since roast me, man. I was trying to tell you, appreciate it, man. Thanks for the looks and putting them rabbits on my nipples. That was.
Oh my God, I look fat. What is happening?
It was so funny.
You got your hot tie.
No, the Atlanta shit came out dope, man. Everybody loves it.
Hey, man. We putting the pressure on the LA boys, man. Hey, they calling me with their grievances. I'm like, hey, fam, I'm player union rep. You know what I mean?
Grievances?
Not grievances, but they like, y'all better not shoot no roast with me without us. I'm like, I don't know what's going on, my boy.
Meg, why are you late? Oh, look, muted and everything. Late and
Meg, no, first of all, I was not late. I started this.
For me.
Thank you.
I just saw you show up.
Hey, so. Meg, is this cool without the, because I got headphones too, in case y'all.
No, you're good.
Okay, cool.
No, I was gonna say, Ronnie, tell us who it was. Not right now, but tell us later.
No. Billy
came on
my live. Billy came on my live and was like, y'all niggas do that roast me without us. He said, I'm gonna come run through that motherfucker. I'm like, Billy, we'll be waiting. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's fine.
Hell, man.
It's just words, my boy. I don't even, it's words.
That's funny.
What's up, Ty Davis?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing? You were like doing the whole like.
Because I was trying to, because like the light is reflecting off my glasses, but I can't see without them and I don't feel like putting my contacts on. You know what I was doing today? I was laughing so hard today because, you know, Jazz Jones does the compilations. Mm-hmm. And I watched the compilation of you today, the one where it was like, you don't know anything. And I was like, Pat is so sweet.
I don't know anything.
You be knowing some stuff that don't nobody care about.
Right.
People care. Yeah,
Pat Geo is my shit. That's what my shit is.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's pretty cool, Pat. You do know some stuff. But, like, the, like, regular stuff, like, oh, how do you wash your clothes? Or, you know, stuff like that matter in life, you don't know.
Adult stuff. You right. Man.
Yeah. I love it. I love your ignorance. Like, I didn't know this. What? When did God drop this? I love this. What?
It's like, so innocent. You're, it's like almost childlike. It's
well,
like,
it's not fair because I'd be saying like, oh, what's that? Just and half the people that don't know in the room, they just don't say anything. And then they join in on the, oh, you don't know anything, blah, blah, blah. But they don't know either. They just don't be
no, they out. Know, Pat. You the only one that don't know. Don't be trying to they put that on other people.
Okay, cool. This I got a little Uncle Nearest in this right here with a little apple.
No. Uncle Nearest, what is that?
It's a black hole. This the man who taught the famous whiskey? Jack Daniels. He taught this a black dude who taught Jack Daniels how to make whiskey, and Jack Daniels gave him his credit, and then they went back and gave their family a distillery like with their own whiskey. Kenny Burns is like one of the brand ambassadors to some black owned shit.
Really?
For whiskey. Black woman running and everything. There's a bunch of black women that run the company and y'all need to check them out, man.
Wait, what was the original guy's name? The distiller?
Jack Daniels. He taught Jack Daniels.
No. Him. Who taught Jack Daniels?
Uncle Nearest taught Jack Daniels how to make whiskey. He's black dude.
Whose uncle is he?
I don't know. Shit. It's on the bottle. I read the little thing on the bottle.
Uncle Ben. Who's the nephew of Uncle Ben? Let's keep going. Who's
Uncle Nearest? Is a black dude. This shit.
Uncle Tom.
That's I was in with black. I was like, all right, well, shit, let me get a bottle of this.
I always heard about that dude, but I thought it was just another story of, like, you know, how, like, George Washington Carver got screwed over out of peanut butter. I thought it was just one of those.
No, it was a real dude, Jack Daniels gave him his credit, so.
That's what I was thinking. I didn't know that. I didn't know he had his own stuff. I thought he just got robbed.
Yeah, it just started up this past couple, like, 2 or 3 years, and they.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like they think Jack Daniels helped fund it or some shit like that. It's like a whole program they got going. They got a bunch of black women on the board of directors and all that stuff. So
did he give him credit like recently? Like way after he
No,
died?
I think his old, like Jack Daniels himself, I think that was like in the early 1800s, 1900s, and he gave him his credit in his memoirs or whatever the fuck.
Oh, back then. All right.
Take your little funky ass credit, man. Damn.
I guess he taught him how to distill, how to make whiskey, so. You know what I mean? Like some Tom Sawyer, Huck Finn bullshit. You know what I mean?
Really? So
which one of y'all are frauds of glasses? Because everybody wearing glasses on this spot on this quadcast. Which one of y'all don't actually wear glasses?
I don't.
Shit, I do.
So you just have it as a designer, just to.
No, these are UV blockers because I look at the computer a lot and I get eye strain.
These don't have lenses, so
that's the most fraudulent.
All y'all are frauds, man.
Not me. I'm blue blockers.
I can't see. These are real.
Okay. I thought you saying.
You know I can't see. If I take these,
that's bitches, I'm going to
get
them
in my hoodie pocket, goddammit.
If I take them off, I got to be on this so I can see y'all.
I
mean, I had LASIK. I just wear these because I like how they look. They don't have lenses.
They don't even have lenses.
There's no reflection. These are costume glasses. Leave me alone.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, I could put my contacts on if you guys want to wait, but.
Nah, team glasses. Come on, stand strong with us.
Right.
And our powers combined to create Octoman.
I'm going to put my contacts on tonight.
Oh, what, you stepping out?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to step out. You know, when I'm on the West Coast, I act different. I'm like, ooh, no children, no grandchildren, no responsibilities. I'm here.
We can tell with your posts. All the posts are like your leg be kicked up like Sex and the City a little bit. You look so happy to be away from your family.
Oh, my God.
Family.
So happy.
So happy.
I got a master making it look like it's not fun.
I was gonna say when I come out there too, I'd be the same way. I was like, I ain't gotta cook nobody's dinner. I got wipe no poop butt. I'm good.
All right. Oh my gosh. Dinner and poop butt.
That sucks.
What'd you say?
dinner and poop butt? That's a whole lot of stuff.
I wouldn't choose that. Never would choose that for myself. I've been through it though. I've done the dinner and poop butt, but
babies are overrated, right, guys? I'm alone on that. All right.
What'd you say?
Said babies are overrated, right?
They are. They are. They're terrible for the first 11 months.
No, they're terrible for the first 18 years. What?
Until you need an emergency contact when you're 63 and don't nobody fuck with you. That, you know what I'm saying?
That's scary. I get it.
But I'm covering bases right now, y'all. You gotta think a little ahead, baby.
And I be feeling
nobody
so
know bad. You like your cheer. Nobody gonna wipe your ass. Nobody's gonna wipe none of your people in the group chat gonna wipe your ass when you're 78.
Right. You need that. You need, and it's
a bad reason to have kids.
Specifically, you needed some daughters. If you don't have a daughter, you need to get a daughter.
I heard daughters is because I messed up when I had sons because they said the daughter's the one gonna take care of you. The sons gonna have their own girls.
The son be like, my dad alive. I talked to him last week. He good. And then daughters, they will call you.
Call your parents. Yeah, the daughters don't play by their parents, boy.
Listen, it depends on what daughter it is, because I'm my mother's only daughter, and she might want to start thinking about some options, because I'm hot. Okay. You know, as a parent, you reach a certain age where you're like, wow, was I a good enough mother? Because I'm getting ready to find out. I already know. Like, for my kids, when I start to get, somebody just put me down, because I don't even want to put this on my kids. Like, just 75, we thinking, clock me out at 75. I don't want my kids.
Damn.
You're going to go take it on out of there.
Don't take me out. No.
It's really sad seeing your parents deteriorate, though. Like seeing Jordan on his last year, you'd be like,
oh, yeah, nigga.
I remember, man. I remember. Like, it's time. He's like, no, I still got it. I still got it. I'm like, no, you don't.
My dad looks exactly like Shonuff from goddamn Last Dragon. So it's bad. I'm like,
this?
His hair is that long, but it's gray now. And he got like an oxygen machine. It's like an Avenger that's sick. It's like, what the fuck? I thought my daddy almost killed four niggas in Longhorn Steakhouse in the kitchen one time. I was like, yo, make his schedule right then. He won't have to demonstrate violence on you motherfuckers. Like,
now is the time.
My dad is a cold motherfucker. My dad cold. He a chef. This nigga can silk a filet in about 5 minutes. Like, just chef shit, you know what I'm saying?
And he almost killed everybody at a steakhouse.
Yeah, he was they messed the schedule up, and he stabbed the cutting board right next to the schedule, and all of them were like, oh my god, Ronnie's tripping. And he said, I ain't do shit but stab the cutting board.
Don't shit. Gonna watch this podcast, he's like, now it's time for us to get our revenge. He on the oxygen tank now.
It hit different when he's a black man with long ass hair. It hit different with a black man with a ponytail. And he like 6'1" with a gold tooth right there. They get scared a little bit.
Yeah.
See, my mom is still in good shape. You know what I mean? She was in the military. She retired. Like, she be trying to intimidate me in the house and shit, like just cleaning her guns twice a week. Then she got the thing that you squeeze. She's like, I'm strengthening my hand. I was like, for what? She was like, in case a motherfucker come in here, my trigger finger needs to be ready. Who hurt you?
Wow. Ty, makes so much more sense now.
Right.
It just painted the picture of Ty Davis, the backstory. The backstory is real.
You walk in on your mama brandishing and cleaning a gun?
Twice a week she cleans her guns. Why? You have not shot it? You have not done anything with it? I gotta be ready for what? Just in case the shit goes down.
I feel it. I just bought my first gun this past weekend at the gun show. I feel it. I'm about to be just like your mama, clean the gun.
We live in the county. No one's coming here. What are you talking about?
Nah, let me ask you this. What is the repercussion if your gun is not clean? What happens?
It'll jam.
I don't know. I think how
is your gun have to be?
Is it just dusty or is it?
No, gunpowder. Some people
buy a gun and put it away for years until something happens. They never shot it. They're not even familiar with it. They don't know how to put the bullet in the chamber. Like, Like, especially if it's a cheap gun, that shit, boy.
Buy some. But she has a, you know, a case. Like, she, the guns are in a case, and you got to unlock the case and take them out. And she's trained. I mean, she's former military, so she knows how to use a weapon. But I think she just wants to shoot somebody. and like, she'll get this look in her eye. Like, I'll walk by, and she'd be like, "What you say? I didn't say shit, Mom.
Your mom is Major Payne.
Funny.
You better take her to the range, the shooting range, Ty.
That's why I'm in LA. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna head out. So I just came out. She was like, "You just came from LA, and I'm going back." So
does she have a rocking chair?
Nah, but she got like this nice, like comfy sofa in it. Reclines, it's real fancy, and she just sits in that chair and she'll put down her crochet needles and stuff and be like, "Come in, let me show you something." Ma, I don't want to see your gun. Why do I need to see
a big gun, like a musket?
She just wants to show me her gun. She's like, "Yeah, and I'm about to go get another gun." For what? Why do you want so many guns in here? It's just fun. In case the shit goes
it's
down.
Better than Jordan's. Your mama could be a sneakerhead. What if she just collected Jordans all the time? Like, it's at least. She ready for the revolution. Like, shit is crazy outside. You need to have your gun.
My mom used to play Call of Duty, and her gamer name, her gamer name on Call of Duty was Headshot Kill.
Oh boy. Yeah.
I was like,
I like mom. I like your mom.
Wow. And she would just be on here killing people's children.
Yes.
You're playing with children. Stop this.
But Ty, I had to deal with that in real life. My mom was a cop my whole life. She worked at Morehouse School of Medicine, and she went to Fulton County to become a sheriff for real. So she had two police jobs. And then she went to sniper school in the middle of this shit when I'm in high school. What? Yeah, she went to sniper school, and she'll come home and put her targets on the wall and just be like, "I know you and your brother are taller than me, but just know.
Just know.
Just know." She put targets on the wall in our room. Like, she'll just hang them up in our room. We come home. Yeah. There's some shit all ate up in the middle and the head tore the fuck up.
I'm about to be this mama.
Ty, has your mom or and Ronnie, has your dad, mom ever killed somebody?
I don't think he has.
Why would you do that?
I think she saw somebody kill themselves at the job. Like, she worked at Georgia Tech. And that was a lot. She said the dude was like, had all these letters out on the dashboard, and it was like the whole thing. But because, you know, Georgia Tech, that's like that's like MIT of the South. Like, they got a lot of pressure, and you know, the motherfuckers be. It's a lot of shit they hide. They don't let shit get to the press. But she would come home like, "Everything's okay." I'm like, "What the fuck?" She just hugged me and my brother. Come here. I'm like, "What the fuck?" She ain't tell me until like 10, 15 years later that was going on. But out of nowhere. She'll just be like, "You and your brother come in here. Just head on breast for like 30 seconds." Like, what is going on, man? I'm trying to play safe.
He shot himself?
Yeah, in the car. Yeah.
That'll affect your mental, man. Golly.
Yeah, you got to protect your mentals.
Yep. Okay, that's a good place. We got to stop right there. I want to introduce our guest for this episode of Squadcast. We have the beautiful Ty Davis, Mr. Ronnie Jordan, and of course, Mr. Dion Lack. Joining from the OG squad, Patrick Cloud and myself, Meg Scoop. We will be right back after this.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? The past year or so has been just wild, and I can't even front. My brain has been very, very cloudy, especially for the past few months. So BetterHelp is exactly what I needed. BetterHelp will assess your needs and put you with your own licensed professional therapist. And one of the best parts about it, you can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not a self-help line. It's professional therapy done securely online. There is a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account at any time you want, and you can send a message to your therapist. You get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly videos or phone sessions. So you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room like in traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches. So they make it easy and free to switch therapists when needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. You can go to their website and read their testimonials that they post daily. Just go to betterhelp.com/reviews. So visit betterhelp.com/squad. That's betterhelp.com/squad. And join the over 2 million people that have taken charge of their mental health with help from an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states. So this is a special offer to our Squadcast listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/squad. That's betterhelp.com/squad.
Now, first topic of the episode, would you rather move in with an ex-friend or an ex-lover?
So I'm thinking about a specific ex-friend and a specific ex-lover. And based on these two people, I'd rather move in with the ex-lover because eventually we're going to smash. And wow. He was good at that.
Hey, logic.
It's a good logical thing.
Yeah, but what if you don't? He's just slapping cheeks on the other side of the wall of your room.
Oh, no, I promise you, this ex, man, I can go back anytime I want to. Who are you talking
about? You sound like you just went back.
Wait, but also.
She went back.
Circle back. You spin the block, Ty. You spin the block on them.
Hey, listen, sometimes you got to make a U-turn, you know.
Sometimes.
He was hitting your easy button, wasn't
he? I feel like we broke up in December 2019. So I only let him hit like three times since December 2020. So we're averaging like every 6 months, you know. So, you know.
That's how you catch feelings. Y'all slow roll into a relationship.
Yeah.
Man, I got needs too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mama got a life too. I wouldn't want to stay with an ex, man, because if a chick I used to like really like and she getting drilled every day, like what if she's an active young lady and and she's trying to get verified by the streets? That's funny. What if she by brought you in just to hurt your soul? Yeah. What if she brought you in, Patrick, just to hurt your soul a little bit more? Because, you know, calculated with my ex is crazy. So, I, you know, she kind of dead to me, too. If you look at you dead as hell, Shana.
That's funny.
I don't know. How would you?
I would have to be ex-friend.
What if your ex-friend slept with your ex-lover and your ex-friend became your ex-lover and now they back at you?
Wow, that's a lot. It's a lot of them and they's in that one, boy. You got to throw some them and they's in that one.
That was a threesome.
Now you my ex-friend because you slept with my ex-lover.
That sounds like a riddle it took pronouns to solve.
What if your best friend, here we go. What if your best friend slept with your lover and now they are your ex-friend and ex-lover, and now they're
together. Yeah, that was a whole different
thing. They wouldn't be able to be in this equation because they both would be murked. So, no.
I've seen way worse. I've seen dudes who live with their ex-wife, and they both of them doing their own thing. It's just cheaper to do it. So I've seen that before. You know what I'm saying?
That is the scariest situation.
It's cheaper. Yeah, some dudes go smash a chicken. There's a dude in the refrigerator. Like, that's cool, bro. It's cool.
That's my wife. Have fun. Like, fam. Have fun.
It's Thursday, right? She bring a random home on Thursday. That's what it is.
Damn.
That's too
much. In a relationship because it's cheaper? No way. I'd rather
give me the expensive route. Money comes and goes. I can't do the cheap.
I'll do ex-lover and just be the jealous type and just see him like, try to win my ex back. So you the new guy, huh? That's what's up. That's what's
but
up.
Like, what if your ex friend
averaged like six a week? That's crazy.
What so about you if your ex friend y'all fell out about some money shit and now it's weird when y'all want to order Uber Eats and shit? Y'all just looking at each other like, so
you got your own?
You got a Venmo or something? You gonna send me? You know what I mean, what we doing? I had some Fruit Loops in there, and then I noticed they was a little light.
There's too many variables involved. Like the ex friend, like nah, like anybody that's not my friend anymore, I'm cool on you. But like right. ex lovers, I would definitely still fuck some of those guys again.
Because it's benefits.
So it's like the potential to still get hit. Man, I'm moving in with my ex.
Like a new show coming to Peacock, ex-friend or ex-lover, or The Rain. You got to live in one of them. Like, it'll be a nigga just in the rain.
I don't know. See, I don't have any, like, bad blood with any exes. Meaning, like, if we moved in together, they would try to be on me. I'm not even gonna lie. And that would be very uncomfortable. And so they're exes for a reason, but ex friends, here's the thing. They usually did something shiesty to you and that's not forgivable. Like whatever they did, that's why y'all not friends no more. Like we don't even talk, you know, ex lovers, you just move on. You know, we didn't work out, but you a cool person. We just wasn't meant for each other. Right. Sometimes it happens, but I feel like if it's an ex friend, they gonna stay an ex friend.
Like, even if you switch it, right? So I'm thinking, even if I switch this, like, one of my ex-friends and then, like, one of my baby daddies, I would still rather live with one of my ex-baby daddies than my ex-friend. Because, like, my ex-baby daddies, oh, I'm doing the scenario Ronnie talked about. I'm running dudes through there. I'm not even closing the door. I'm gonna leave the door open. I want you to see me pile drive into oblivion. Okay? Pick the kid up and I'll be here doing this.
Hey, you just described the whole plot of BMF of the series.
That's funny.
The series is
it's nothing so embarrassing sharing the same wall from your ex. You just hear him like,
nah, you gotta have a competition,
especially if she's upgraded her sex levels since y'all been together. It's some you can hear the craziness going on. Like,
no,
like,
you better not be doing my favorite move in there. You better not be doing my favorite move.
He'd be like, wait, she ain't never sound like that with me.
Think about it, like. My kids are 26 and 17, so they haven't hit in like a long time. My moves now, oh my!
Yeah, they didn't even get. They didn't. You done been through the journey now. You got them.
Like I'm so much better at it now, and you'll never know. You can only hear about it.
They know. They be on that gram when. It poke out different than it did when he had it. He's like,
it definitely do. Like, Aon, you see it.
Remember when we was younger, we was only doing missionary. Did you know there was a move called the dragon shoulder?
You know what's gonna kill his heart when he gonna be playing the game, and two dudes go up there. You got two of them in there. That's how you're expressing yourself. You're expressing. It's your journey. We talked about it before. I didn't know, but it's two of them. One of them fat. Oh no!
One is the appetizer. One is the entree. What's up? Ooh. And dinner will be. Oh, and like, dessert will be through later.
that would kill jealousy.
Man, hurry! She said she's gonna make some smoothies.
What's gonna hurt his soul when the fat dude come out with the wife beat the sweat like, boy?
You're right,
this,
brother.
This man, I can get up right quick. I'm going back in there.
Y'all got some Gatorade? I need some electrolytes.
We about to order some Uber Eats. You want some? When your ex's sex party orders food and asks you, do you want some?
I'm saying yes.
That's got to be wrong. That's between rock. That's more rock bottom than playing video games in the gas station in the gas the little slot machine in the gas station. That's pretty much where I measure rock bottom at for most people. Like sitting in the gas station for 9 hours on the video game that only pays out in credits.
in Nashville, not even Vegas. This is a random ass city.
Yeah, just in the back. I'm talking about the chair so comfortable. You're like, oh, they in here. Okay, it's casino chairs in this gas station. Just hitting the button, just dead inside. Just snapping the button.
Yeah.
Two fingers. You got three machines going and shit. That's rock bottom.
That's rock bottom.
I can't tell if you guys prefer to live with the ex or not. I mean, I could I definitely tell Ty would.
I couldn't do the ex at all. I would have to be the ex friend. We would have to fight. First of all, me and my ex friend probably would got to fight. Like if it was, we gotta go and get that 5 minutes in that grass. And then we can do it. You know what I'm saying?
Get out the way, man. Let's get it out the way.
Why are guys like that? I feel like guys are like, oh, we just got to fight it out and then now we're cool. But girls, like, no, we fighting. We're never cool. We're not with them ever again.
Y'all compartmentalize shit and then y'all don't get mad until 8 months later. Like, this bitch still didn't pay me for her trip.
Hey.
Right. Like, she still owed me $800 when we went to Cancun. Like, y'all really, there's so many friendships broken up over the trip fees.
Right. most ex-male friends are childish. It's stuff like, you ate my jelly beans, or you didn't put gas money in my car. It's always something like trash. It's never something serious.
Or you know, some of them friends that'll lie on you to your ex or your girl or something, you find out.
You call like, my girl on three-way? You call my girl on three-way? Don't nigga know! We're now ex-friends.
Yeah, some money shit. Nigga got you locked up on some bullshit. Like, how you get me locked up? I was giving you a
that, none of that stuff has ever happened to me. But I will say that at least with an ex-friend, you could just be like, all right, we ain't cool. Rent's due this day. You know, you stay out your way, I stay out your way. But like ex-girl, there's gonna be petty stuff, there's gonna be stuff left around, obviously little things, probably little condom corners left around and stuff to get back at you, and it's just too much. I say friend,
and you don't know what'll trigger you, like a playlist of my hair, you snap out of that bitch. She's like, I know you ain't in that fucking to the list that I made. Like,
oh, God.
Y'all have sex to music? This is a constant question we have on here. Y'all have sex to music?
Yes. For sure. I'm old.
Sometimes.
Yes.
Not on purpose.
I love it now because you can hit one song and just hit radio on one of the apps and then they just put the vibe. They might mess you up a little bit, don't? If you hit Anita Baker or some old shit, like the fucking Mighty Clouds of Joy might pop up in the middle of that shit.
Mighty what?
Mighty Clouds of Joy, like a gospel song might pop up out of nowhere.
Oh, bless the Lord. He was like, what? Context clues, Pat. Come on now.
You know. I didn't know what he said. It's not like
I was.
There you go, Pat.
It's a lot. It's a jambalaya.
I don't use music on purpose. It's typically Netflix, and by the time I'm getting that Gawk 3000, it's that.
Gawk 3000. That is amazing.
You never heard that, Ronnie?
I'm old, man. I'd be like, well, do you mind if we have a prayer meeting? I got to say shit in front of children. I can't. I got a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old. I can't just be like, what's good?
Gawk Gawk 3000 is a popular.
That is amazing. Gawk Gawk. That sound.
Whoop. Yeah,
take
that.
Baby.
It's typically watched. But actually, what? Have you heard about Gawk Gawk 3000? No,
that is so funny.
The kids say, and you know, this is the thing about this generation. Everybody want to be able to do it. So it's girls like, I know how to do the Gaga. I don't. Okay, I have acid reflux. So I don't.
My Pepcid AC.
We lost the whole generation when Throat Baby came out, and I went to school.
I hate that song.
The whole school, pretty little bitch, pretty little hoe, that little bitch. Like the AKAs just crossed. They done cry with their mamas. No baby. Their mama singing it. You like.
That's so funny. When I went to my old college, I was like hosting a step show. And so I'm a Delta. So it was a tailgate. And so all these little new Neo Deltas, they just crossed, so excited. It was some song like Throat Baby. It was some real ratchet, like, drill this bitch, slap that hoe, something real like raggedy, like, and they were just strolling and throwing up our stuff. I was like, y'all come over here. Y'all pick a different song.
You know you were a Delta.
Meg was over there drilling them. What's the founders right now? Tell me all the founders right now.
And I was like, y'all know y'all not, do y'all not know that y'all not supposed to stroll to stuff that is like this degrading? And they were like, oh, nobody not told us.
You were
but I'm
that,
sure in the 70s, they were like, we be stroking.
Yes, I was. Ah,
that's what I be
them,
doing.
You gotta let them do their thing.
I was like, no, y'all do y'all thing. But if, first listen to the song, because not every song is this. It was like, I forgot what song it was, but it was like the most gutter. Like, y'all go take a break. Go get a drink on this one, okay? Come back for the next one.
Auntie Scoop, I'm so sorry.
And I was like, well, all y'all music kind of sound like this. So
I think every generation got they ratchet pockets, because we had Acanelli. Like, put it in your mouth was all the girls' favorite shit in my high school.
The thing. Like, you were supposed to, if you're gonna dance with it, but don't be like throwing your organization. That was the whole key.
Right.
Because there's like up their standard.
She was like, put it in my mouth. I was like, no.
Sign up, yo.
Don't do that.
I was like, time out.
Don't do that to my sorrows. Okay, on that note, let's vote.
My mom's a Delta. I'm sorry, all queens out there.
You say you a Delta too?
My mom's a Delta. Yeah, I'm a Delta.
Don't worry, y'all. I'm a Delta.
My mom's a Delta.
We got to vote. Who you moving in with? Your ex friend or ex lover? Ty.
Ex lover for me, please.
All right, Dion.
Since I'm good with all my ex lovers, I would say ex lovers.
All right. Ronnie,
I'm moving in with ex friend for me, because my soul can't take it. You getting obliterated, and I can't do it.
Pat,
I'm cool with all my exes too, but I'm doing ex friend because it's just gonna get messy.
It's gonna get messy. You gonna care? Yeah. You care?
I'm doing the messy. I'm shooting everywhere. Skeet, skeet, go, go.
But it's gonna turn you into, you weren't even supposed to be that this month. You were supposed to be. Yoga man, vegan, get your soul together. Now you're trying to kill her spirits. Like, if I get two bitches tonight, she really gonna hate it.
What you doing, Meg?
I said, this is hard because I'm the tiebreaker. I'm gonna say I'd rather move in with an ex lover only because it's in my favor. That's why. If I wanna hop back, I can, or if I wanna move on, I can.
Are women, y'all have vaginas. You can find a penis. I'm sure you guys are capable ladies. You don't have to circle back on toxicity.
Listen, we do have to circle back. Okay.
I know you have to, but it's
you don't
it's
want fun. Their numbers though. Women don't want their numbers though, so they gotta circle back.
No, it's not. I don't even care about the numbers at this point. Like, I've been doing this since the 1900s. So what my body was not.
I was having babies when back that ass up came out. So y'all is late. Y'all late. When, she was pregnant. That was her baby shower theme song.
When Cash up. Money was taking over for the, I was a mother already. So I don't care. Like, I be out here, like last night. I try to be a hoe. It ain't work out. Every time I try to do a whole shit, it don't work. And then I gotta go back home and be like, hey, what you doing? All right, come pick me up from the airport. Like, I can't even be a hoe with new people. I gotta,
Wait. I've never heard that. I tried to be a hoe and it didn't work.
Every time, like, I come morally? To LA, I try to do some hoe shit and it just never works out. Dude, I'm tired of coming here and leaving unbooked. I met this little 28-year-old little baddie last week, and I've been finessing and texting with him, pretending to be interested in all of the shit that he's talking about. And so I hit him like, yo, I'm getting ready to come back to LA. What's up? I'm trying to see you. You know what I'm trying to see you mean? You 28. What are you talking about? And he all want to get to know me, so... What made you go into comedy? Nigga, nothing. Come over here.
I have no undergarments. Come on.
I done took off my Spanx for this.
Undergarments.
I took my Spanx off for this, young fella. You got to say, look, young fella, get you a little taste of that. Get you some blackberry cobbler. You got to do them like Ray.
Hey, low key, like young, because I've fumbled with. You consider yourself a cougar, right? I don't.
For sure.
Okay. So
season saint.
I have fumbled with cougars before, just because when you first started, you learn like this is how you get a woman, but older women are like, forget all that.
Right.
You don't pick up on that right away.
You want to be different. You want to be like, hey,
I got a schedule. She got somewhere to be at in 20
minutes. That's what I'm saying. Like, I had some, and like I told him, I was like, oh, I'm going to this show. You want to come? Because he met me at the show that I did last week. So he was like, well, I'm coming to your show on Tuesday. But why put off Tuesday when you could come through today?
Hey. Like,
it's the hotel room. I got Werther's Original. Come over here.
Why was that in arms? That was just right in front of you already.
You had Werther's Originals on you already?
Originals. I already got them on.
They're so good. All right, y'all. We'll be right back after this.
Do you know what's spookier than seeing a black cat on Halloween? It's shaving your balls with anything other than Manscaped. When it comes to below-waist grooming, there are no needs to carve your pumpkins this Halloween, because Manscaped is here to upgrade your grooming experience. Go from a bite-sized candy bar to a king-sized candy bar. And join the over 2 million men worldwide by going to manscaped.com to get 20% off and free shipping when you use the code SQUAD. Look, I used to hate trimming my southern regions because I would always get nicks and cuts. But Manscaped has changed all of that for me. Have you ever trimmed your balls and it turned into a Freddy Krueger film? Well, luckily Manscaped is here to save the day. To make sure you're smelling fresh with their new refined body wash. The ladies love a signature scent, and it would scare off those vampires. Unlock your confidence with the Performance Package 4.0. Inside, you'll find a holy grail of men's grooming. They made it easy to upgrade your grooming routine. It's a full moon out, and the werewolf in your pants is howling. It's time to tackle that problem with the Lawnmower 4.0. Their finely tuned Pew products feature a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is easily the greatest ball trimmer on the planet. Oh, and did I mention this ball trimmer is waterproof also? This trimmer is a shower essential. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker, a total game changer to the men hygiene arsenal. The Weed Whacker is a nose and ear hair trimmer that provides proprietary skin safe technology that helps prevent snicks, snags, and tugs in those sensitive holes. Seal the deal with Manscaped's liquid formulations. Their Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner will have your pumpkins staying fresh. Trust me when I say this, fellas, your balls will thank you. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts for their Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Bring your comfort and boxers to another level. If you're looking like Wolverine and haven't cut those nails recently, be sure to look out for the Shears 2.0 Nail Kit. They have a bunch of other life-changing products on their website, so make sure you check it out. So, get 20% off plus free shipping when you use the code SQUAD at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping when you use the code SQUAD at manscaped.com. Say trick or treat to your beautiful new Halloweeny with Manscaped.
Okay, we are back. Next topic, jollof rice versus rice and peas.
Ooh, Africa versus Jamaica. Bah, bah, bah.
Rice and peas are fire with everything, not just Jamaican food, even like Costa Rican food. I feel like everything I've had rice, I've never had a bad version of rice and peas.
I have, but when the rice was too hard because it was old, I've had that from a Jamaican spot, and that made me so angry.
Sometimes you go abroad to the resort and they doing too much with the rice and peas. It's a little dry, but you got to go into like into the kitchen to get the real from the street cart people. But the rice and peas, you can't. It's a hard dish to mess up, but you can take it up. But jollof rice, I had my homeboy, his mom, their whole family from Liberia. And they like to feed fat people. They used to be, Ronnie, come eat some jollof rice. I'm like, what is this? I don't know. What is it? It got lamb in it. It makes you hear Wiz Kid's essence when you taste jollof rice.
Wiz Kid's essence.
Like, you can hear the song with Wiz Kid playing.
I didn't even know that was two people until recently. There's a whole woman on that song.
Me too.
Hims. Her name's
Hims. I thought it was him the whole time until the video dropped. I was like, what? Okay.
I didn't know.
No, it's Wiz Kid featuring Tims.
He sings most
of the song. Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Patrick didn't, girl.
He sings most of the song.
Right. You have the same silhouette as Tim's, like on the, all her albums. It's the same hair, just black the face out. Because you couldn't see her face on her album. So I didn't know if it was a lady or a man. I was like, this dude is singing his ass off. And then I see it. I was like, oh, that's a girl. I didn't know. She's a they. You can't even say girls no more. But Jollof rice, I think it's rice and peas though, because you could do more. Because I always get the curry sauce on top of my rice and peas. Forget about it.
But see, Jollof, you can just let that rock out how it is, and you can just switch up the meat, whatever. Because like I've had it with goat, I've had it with chicken, I've had it with beef. I've never had it with shrimp, but I'm sure you could finesse it that way. Or you can just do it without any meat, and it's still good. I feel like it's healthier because it's got rice and tomatoes, and you've got the onion. It's gonna be jollof for me.
Wait, I feel like jollof rice is closer to fried rice for me. Because, like, you know how fried rice be having, like, little stuff in it, too? Like, you got egg, you got scallion, little onion. And
that's then technically rice and peas. That's technically rice and peas.
No, but rice and peas is typically just rice, and then you have, like, a bean in it.
It's like a red bean, some kind of pinto bean or something.
China is literally rice and peas in it, and carrots.
No, there's no bean because it's fried rice.
Like rice and peas is like just separate. Like the consistency of that is different. Like jollof, there's even a paste in it, like a tomato paste. So it's kind of more like creamy or, you know what I mean?
Orange, like, it looks orange a little bit when you get it. It's good as shit.
You eat it with your fingers or you can dip it with the like the bread. Mm. Oh my God, it's so good.
Is rice and peas also in Cuban food and it's just called something else? Because I feel like I've had this.
Yeah, it's Cuban food, like, Dominican food, Jamaican food.
Yeah, it's a little different. I mean, because
all the countries in Miami.
and then they switch up the bean that's in it, because I know sometimes like for Jamaicans they could put pigeon peas in their rice and peas, so that's technically why it's like rice and peas, pigeon peas. But then I've been to other Jamaican spots, they put like a kidney bean or like
red beans,
a pinto bean. They've done different beans, so I think
jollof rice, you can do that as an entree. I feel like the rice and peas, that's more of just like a side dish. You know what I mean? So I think it tastes better, you know.
Jollof rice is very tasty. I'm going to say I've never had a bad one.
You got to find somebody who's who know what they're doing. Like, I've had it messed up before. You're like, this ain't the move.
I had these once, both. And these meals are too far from my culinary culture. My circle is trash. Like, I have
self-awareness.
If we did like chicken nuggets versus pizza rolls, I'm all in. But right now, I'm just kind of like, I've had these like once in the past 10 years.
Did you like them?
I mean, it wasn't something I was like, yo, who made this jollof? It was not like that. It was more like, this is good. Next one, you know, I go to the next meal. So, not to the point of.
My foot swelled up a little bit when you said chicken nuggets versus pizza roll. My foot got really tight. I said, damn, he said it.
I'm sitting here thinking, but I'm having to go with pizza rolls, but that's I still eat pizza rolls. I'm sorry.
Pizza rolls are still fire. And bagel bites. Have you seen bagel bites lately? Okay.
That's right. How old I am. I'm old as hell. I'm like, this is my children's food. Y'all.
It is, but we have bagel bites because I have kids, you know what I'm saying? Right. But I just happened to eat one just to taste and was like, oh my gosh, bagel bites are so good.
I'm fancy.
Have kids, you be acting like it's for your kids. Like, I got these lucky charms for my kids. And
I got kids with allergies, so we got to read everything. And one of my sons is allergic to dairy. He can't have no dairy. I'm like, did I eat that much cake and ice cream as a child and my kids can't have it?
Oh, that'd be crazy. That's a crazy theory. Like, people who are allergic stuff that has something to do with how they parents ate.
Right.
Like, you ate enough cake for both of them.
I ate enough Hot Pockets with cheese, with mozzarella cheese in them to not, my future C's can no longer.
I can't even eat no more.
That's hilarious.
My kids are allergic to sugar. You're like, goddamn, how much sugar would you eat?
Sugar? You know how healthy you would be if you were allergic to sugar? You would have the best immune system ever. You only eat vegetables.
You're always keto.
Water only in your life. That's the only thing you can have, water and lettuce.
Like, how do you have negative body mass?
That's the LeBron regimen. LeBron's allergic to sugar. That's, we figured it out. It gotta be.
LeBron is insanely buff. It makes no sense.
Hey, Ty, what if your ex can make jollof rice real good? Like, if you, are you double in?
Man, we can't listen. At this point, I'm about to take this nigga back because it's hard out here.
You about to take him back because of these little these?
Yeah,
these
man. Self, I'm about to just,
these self-aware young millennials getting scared to jump on that cougar. They don't want
to. I'm just about to go back. Like, all right, let's. They don't know how to.
You got to take him in like a stray cat. You got to push the bowl of milk to him. Here you go. You don't trust. You know, these young kids got trust issues. Ty, they be hating their mama a little bit, you know.
Like, he's asking stupid questions. He's like, so are you single? And I'm like, yeah, I'm single. He's like, you don't have baby daddy drama? I was like, my children, one of them's almost your age. No, I don't have baby daddy drama.
But what you really want to be like, in your mind, you like, eat this pussy. That was you.
Come here. You know what I mean? Like he texted me this. He texted me this morning. I was show last night. It was fine, nigga. You get off of him.
Like, hey, you got to just hit him. Start talking to him like a regular dude. Talk to him like an Atlanta dope boy. Just hit him in the morning. Like, what that mouth do? What's up with that mouth?
Right?
It's y'all. Nah, part. What's up
with the dope? That's disrespectful. You know what I mean? I don't want to be disrespectful, but. But like, I don't live here, bro. Like, I live thousands of miles across the country. Like,
maybe you should just say that, though, because he might, like Pat said, you might be his first cougar. He's trying to be nice and sweet.
Nah, he said that he's dealt with older women before, but clearly he's
everybody
not
says that. Why would a guy be like, you're the first one?
He's not proficient in the art of cougaring. And it's cool. Like, but I'm saying, I'm going to try to hit on Tuesday.
All you got to do is go. Bring him over, put on some anime, and goddamn.
Anime.
Play some Kids Bop.
I leave on Wednesday, so I'm gonna try to hit on Tuesday. And if I don't hit before I go, then I ain't never talking to him.
Bring him some fruit by the foot.
That's funny.
a stack lunch.
Yeah, yeah.
Got Lunchables. Tell him you got Werther's. You got Lunchables. You got all that.
Love
stuff. Like a trail to the bedroom, like they did.
He gonna get these Werther's and he gonna get out my face.
So this is how young he is. Patrick, like, you want to see my phone? He like, yeah.
You got games? You got games on your phone?
You realize how inappropriate that is, like. He's 28 and my kid is 26. Like, he probably should date her. He's probably
school
a better match for her.
He gonna dog your daughter out, boy. He gonna be a savage on your daughter.
Well, yeah, I'm just trying to right the wrongs of the past. So I'm trying to see what's up with Lil Yen for real. You know what I mean?
That's crazy. I did realize, like, when you're younger and you go over a girl's house and you, like, try to do something right away, they're like, oh, hang on. Hey, you've been here for 20 minutes. But then that completely flips at some age and no one tells us.
It's like, come on.
You've been here for 10 minutes.
You know how much confidence them cougars got to have sometimes, because everybody's titties done been through it. And to pull that used titty out, it's got to be some kind of, like, yo.
That used, refurbished,
that goddamn
refurbished titty.
I ain't saying tight titties are like, but I'm just saying it's
they are.
Out there that's like, wow. You got to roll it out like this.
Yeah.
Previously owned certified titties. Matter of fact, I'm a grandmother. They ain't even titties. I got a bosom. I put this bosom out on you. Come on over here.
I love it. So, I got a bosom.
Rest your hand on my décolletage, young man.
You got to smash
that during sex. Like, yeah, suck my bosom.
First three times y'all got t-shirts on. The first three times, everybody got on a t-shirt.
Who do? You better take that shit off. Come on.
Hilarious. Ty, he ain't ready for all that.
He's not. He's still a baby.
You trying to Suge Avery him right now. He's not ready. He ain't Albert yet.
He watching this crying like this, like, these motherfuckers gonna get it.
Hey, you know, I just thought about something. Suge Avery is the first person to move in with her ex, and her ex, Suge Avery, is the answer to the question earlier.
Wow. It's full circle.
Yeah.
full circle moment.
Ex friend and her ex lover.
Ex lover, ex home.
But they was both her ex lovers, according to
Sugar Avery came and got a cracker. Sugar Avery like Black China. She was like the 1920s Black China. He shook up all the algorithms and shit. She was booked at the spot. She was already booked. It was already lit. Like
and we got Duke joint.
We had Hoppos tonight. If you ain't got no tickets, I'm sorry, my boy. It's sold out. We ain't got no more room on the boat to get over there, so.
That is funny. All right, y'all. Let's take a vote. Is it gonna be jollof rice or rice and peas? Let's start with you, Ronnie Jordan.
I'm gonna go jollof rice just because it can, like Ty said, it can stand alone. I've had it with goat, I've had it with chicken, beef, and it is like it's a good meal. And you don't feel too full on it, too. It's like it's not heavier, you know what I'm saying? It feels like the ancestors are saying, don't eat nothing else, just eat this.
All right, what you going with, Ty?
I'm gonna go with the jollof rice, and also to the people watching this, dudes, please don't hit my DMs. I'm not talking. Yeah.
You probably get the hammers in your DMs.
I just thought about that.
All right.
Please don't DM me. Please don't DM me. Don't email. Totally please.
What if age meaning hey. Less than 30?
No, because it's like. It always be the dudes that I don't want that want me. Like the dudes I like don't never like me back. So
everybody, that's everybody.
It's none of y'all. Don't do it.
Those hey, look, dudes in the hey, DM. All the dudes in my DM look exactly the same. Okay, they look like
yeah, listen. I'm going back to my ex. So by the time this comes out, we gonna be back together. So don't hit me up.
backspace. He's like, oh, well, I guess I'll just leak that DM.
At least y'all got admirers for real. All the cougars respect my goddamn marriage and union. They be in there like, y'all so sweet together.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Disrespect my house so I can feel cute. They like, tell your wife I said. I love her cookies. Wow. Don't do that. Like,
oh, that's funny.
The cougars try to slide. They said they call me. They just leave. Hey, handsome. And they be, I look at their profile, they be built just like me. Like their grandkids. Hey,
your profile like this? Because you only see the eyes, don't show your body?
No, it's this picture so you can see the little cleavage. It's only boobies. Nothing below the waist. That you just see the top part. They look like, you know, they was on Unsung before. All the people.
Exercise on their features. They show their lips. They show their piercings.
Everybody ever tried me in a DM look like they was cracking in 93. Like they look like they had it going in 93, but not so much now.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Dion, what you voted? Jollof rice or rice and peas?
Rice and peas. I don't like the name of jollof. Jollof doesn't sound great at all.
You got to know where you're from, brother. You got to know your heritage, brother.
It's jolly.
Jollof sounds like jello. It's like jello rice. And I'm just going off of the name.
They finna kill you in the comments. You're done. You're canceled.
You say it be your own people.
You're canceled, like, sir.
You just made a whole continent upset.
All right. Well, what you going with, Pat?
Rice and bees.
Let's go.
Ooh, I'm down. I'm a buzzer beater again. This is hard. Yeah. I really like both. I'm just Asian, so we just like rice.
Period. Rice and bees.
You got all the races. See, Meg can do everything. She got all that. She has some curry, goddamn wonton. Like, how is it curry? It is delicious.
Curry wontons?
That sounds fire.
I want to fuse all the foods, man.
Only because my household is half Caribbean, I'm going with rice and peas.
Yes!
Rice and peas, because...
I'm gonna tell you, I had the chef make some rice and peas for us. That was like she put like coconut milk in it, pigeon peas. It was I'll just eat this right now.
Have oxtails with it. What was the meat? What was the main dish?
Yeah, we had oxtails with it, and it was so.
Hey, I saw a hat that was I saw a MAGA hat that said bring down the price of oxtails. Make the price of oxtails normal again or some shit.
That would be great. Oxtails are so expensive.
Oxtails be that's like a date if somebody actually
brings meat on oxtails.
It's a girl, you gotta get a good oxtail. That's why you can't get the fat, like the super fatty ones. There's some that's when you buy them, you gotta look for more red than you see fat on them.
I don't like my food. That's a Caribbean exactly trick. What it is. I don't like my food is exactly what like oxtails. I hate that. Ribs,
pig, you know, pig feet. I hate when it's actually what it is.
Like, you I mean, need oxtail named exactly what it is.
The oxtail ain't really from an ox, Dion.
It's the cow.
I told you, man, my culture is trash.
It comes from Power Rangers and being a latchkey child. That comes from commercials. Yes. You are programmed by Viacom.
I jumped out loud in Rome.
I mean, okay, you know, when you're a kid, oxtails, you don't want oxtails. You want hamburgers.
Oxtails, not oxtails.
Okay, well, we'll be right back after this. Okay, last topic of the day. Would you rather clean up porn shoots or porta potties at a festival?
Porn shoots. Here's why.
I take porn shoots because, ugh. Go
there's
ahead, Patrick.
So much, there's only so much skeet. You right. know what I mean? Like I mean.
Now, what if it's a gangbang? What if you're on there gangbang day?
Like, what if it's like a double book gangbang? It's like a double book gangbang.
It is. You got double. There's like a like 1,500 dudes and two girls, and they trying to like.
Why would it be 1,500 dudes?
I don't know. I don't know, guys. Maybe they're doing Guinness World Record gangbang.
Am I a part of this porn shoot?
You no, just, you are. You cleaning clean up. It.
You clean up. You're
yeah. the clean. I can clean up after my own orgy. I'm just saying.
That's hilarious. You're the only one who stays after. You're like, all right, y'all, I gotta.
They're like number. You're man number 1,500. They were like, you're the last one. Just clean up after.
I will get.
You know what?
After about the 30th dude, I'd be like, she's a person. Does she have? Do you have your right, sweetie? You want to go to? You are you thirsty? Like. Okay. Cleaning up this mop and just a. Just a happy old black man. Don't let him work it too hard now.
Hey, semen is clear, so you could probably get away with not cleaning up most of it. You'd just be like, I'm
gonna you probably slip on it.
Have you ever seen the episode of Room Raiders? It is nasty. So that times when they run that black light, that motherfucker look like a laser tag convention center. Whoa.
But diarrhea everywhere and poop and pee.
Yeah.
But it's only in the porta potty. That's the other thing. So you have like a porn shoot, which is like beds and stuff. Porn but then the porta potty is
porta potty is a part of.
It's just on a bed.
First of all, if you want to get a porta potty effect, just boil poop for a couple hours and just sit it there. Now you got to clean up around or just a boiling, just a hot cauldron of.
But wait, how do you even? I feel like the actual like the pot part of it. Don't they just like hook something up and suck it out?
Yeah,
I don't know.
So you don't actually have to like touch the poop, right?
No.
Hey, if you ever seen Slumdog Millionaire, you would say no to that one.
Well, then maybe what about if it was an outhouse or a shoot? Outhouse ain't no machines. You got to just get up in.
You got to get up in. It's your house. That's where you poop at.
What if the porta potty? What if the porta potty was in the porn shoot?
I mean, I don't think they'd be eating that much snacks on the porn site because they gotta, you know, they gotta be light.
First of all, the smell of pee is alone. Not even if you gonna cut out poop, but when people don't drink water a lot, and you them festival bathrooms, like you'll throw up on smell of
Coachella. Just pee.
You'd be like,
Coachella. Like,
oh, I forgot about throw up. There's throw up in there too.
Throw up in there. You got some tampon strings going on. A lot of stuff. It's a lot of stuff happening.
Here's why. Porn shoot, like 98% of them are, I assume, are on a bed. You just swap the sheets out. You don't even have to touch nothing. Swap the sheets out. Maybe if there's a little bit on the lampshade, and then you done. What I don't want to get.
What about the squishy carpet that you stepping in?
What porn?
You got to clean the floor, too. You got to clean the floor. You got to clean the bed. You got to wash the sheets. You got to wipe down everything. You got to wipe
the messy part would be squirting. And that's just a, that's just.
I know, but you got to clean everything, Pat. Because you, like you said, you may not see it. So if you're a good janitor, you're supposed to clean
everything. We got to clean up semen to COVID codes. We got to get it up to COVID regulations.
Change the sheet and put a towel down on the squirt.
Let me ask you, would you rather clean up after porn or be the cameraman up under the man's balls?
Getting that money shot.
I'd much rather be the cameraman because you don't have to. I don't get who are these directors who keeps asking for that shot. Who is that for? The ball.
Nobody wants that shot. Nobody wants the storage unit shot. We don't care about it. We don't give a damn about your bits and kibble. We don't.
That shot is terrible.
I hate that director. Like, get up in there, brother. Get up in there. Like, you sure? Do we have
Now it's a dude with a phone. Ain't nothing funnier than the porn and their house dirty a little bit. That's my favorite. Or a little, it'd be a kid outside, mama! Or they'd be on the phone with an ex. Y'all talking about a high quality porn shoot that got cleaning budget. Like,
that's what I was thinking.
It sounds like it's a union job. It sounds like a good paying gig to me.
Well, you have to now because of like COVID. If you rent a place out, then you have to, like, that's part of it.
You got to steam now. Now you got to steam and bleach. It's going to be but it's better than a poop soup waiting on you and maybe poop on the wall. If you got poop on the door at first approach in the porta potty, you kind of can quit. That's what I've seen. You take off that goddamn glove because you got the glove on. You walk in and that poop hit your hoodie. Bruh, I'm out. I can't do it. Because you know what?
The white potty away.
Like, what if it was a Woodstock 99 porta potty? Like,
no machines to help you. No machines. No,
I heard Woodstock was nasty.
They had
buckets.
They had
all these festivals are nasty.
It was gross, bro. They had the overflow of the porta potties, and they were sliding in the mud, which was not mud. It was porta potty runoff.
When I hear that, that just reminds me of Oregon Trail. You're dead because you caught dysentery. That's what that is. Okay, the nasty stuff that's in poop that can kill you. Yeah.
And not when it comes to porta potty, I mean, I gotta sit on that. Like, it's bad for
no,
men.
You like squat over it.
Like, that's the one when you had a festival with your girl and she gotta use it and be like, come on with me. You'd be like, I use it at the hotel 3 times. I made myself pee 4 times.
Wait a minute. Uh-oh. You weren't joking, Ronnie. That wasn't a joke.
What wasn't a joke?
That they were dancing and rolling around in poop that was overflow from the...
Yeah, everything cut off. They ran out of supplies and they were out there just... It was like Lord of the Flies out there. Yeah.
I thought that was a joke. That wasn't mud. That was poop.
A lot of it was poop runoff mixed with water and mud and shit.
That should be technically blackface. That should be blackface.
You didn't see the documentary? You didn't see the Woodstock 99 thing? When they kind of... Everything just came unraveled. Poop river. Yeah.
Who stopped it and said, okay, you guys are going too far now?
Well, it was when they was harassing the women. When they start harassing all the girls, they were like, you know what, guys?
They was like, you can't kiss me with that shit on your lips, literally.
Yeah, it was weird. But I would rather clean a porn set because all you got to do is have your black light and your bleach handy. And you got to wear all white.
I don't need the black light. I don't need the black light. I know it's there. I don't. I know it's there.
But it's got to be in the spots, like on the handle of the screen door. You ain't know that your boy got there, pulled it to the right a little bit. Like it's.
Oh, wait, but that was Woodstock 99, not the original.
No, Woodstock 99. That's what I'm talking about. When they ran amok. That was supposed to be better than the original.
Because the 70s was not. Actually, it had mud.
Yeah, they had mud for. They had the mud people in the 70s, but in 99. They were tuberculosis crew.
That is disgusting. Ew, I'm itching just thinking about that.
Like, if you ever went to a high school with a terrible bathroom, you are traumatized already, especially the boys' bathroom. Y'all know, fellas. You go in there, it'll be poop on the mirror. Who pooped on the mirror? Who got it on the mirror?
The ladies' bathrooms be disgusting.
There's also, in addition to pee and poo, there's also blood.
Women are gross.
Y'all got like a crime scene in there?
Bruh, like, do you know how bad I got? I can't hold it if I have to use a public restroom. Women are gross. I hate using the bathroom at the airport. Oh, gross. Gross.
Yeah, I keep baby wipes with me right now. Just
over in China when they gotta sit down on the hole.
No, yeah, that's even better because you just hover over the hole. It's weird the first time you do it.
Not if you like, feel like
it's
me.
It's a hole over. Well, you're a man, so you ain't got to hover. Well, if you had to poop.
I went to Japan in 2014, and I ate that beef stew on the plane. They had the little stripper in the floor at the airport. I ran in the bathroom. I'm just saying I lost a pair of Jordans on that trip. That's all I'm saying. I lost the Jordan 5s. It was bad. I was like, how the hell did I get shit? I had to lay down.
You know how to squat? You got to move your feet over a little bit. You can't. You ain't squat poop straight.
I ain't got no Meg Thee Stallion knees. I had to sit up there like a catcher, like a high catcher.
Wait, what? How was you sitting?
I was on my toes squatting, and the poop came out aggressively. And I just can't get a handle on these things, you know.
You're not prepared. He ain't opened up his cheeks. It was sliding out.
I had a man, Japan is not built for fat people. I got on a massage table, broke that bitch up. Like, it's not the move at all.
I'm going to massage you on the ground.
They thought I was Shaq. I was like, what are y'all don't got table or something? I'm not built like Shaq. This is like any big black American. It was.
We be taking pictures, yeah.
Hilarious. Yes.
I like the little hole. I feel like that's how you're supposed to, that's actually like ergonomically how your body is built. You're supposed to poop in a squatting position. They have the little squatty, what is it called? The squatty potty. It's like a little step. You're supposed
that's
to.
That's a step, but like holding your own body up with your knees that you've been trashed with all time. That you got my knees is full of Wendy's and McDonald's and shit. Like I got In-N-Out Burger from 98 in there still a little bit. Like it's, I ain't been in In-N-Out Burger so long. It's one in my knee. I know it is.
Well, that's bad. At least you. I know you lost got the,
it's like a little tub, right? It's like a little trough, like down in the ground. It's like the ground. You shitting on the ground, basically.
And it's mad disrespectful. They just assume that you're going to make the hole. Like, you're going to actually make it into the
hole. But where are you at that you can't make the hole, y'all? The hole ain't that small. But, it's big enough to cover your butt.
It's not my fault that the beef stew on the 14-hour plane ride was hidden. I didn't know.
It was pushing that out fast. It's going to go everywhere.
Yeah. Now, when y'all, like, if y'all do it over that, do y'all have to, I don't know, because I don't have these. Do y'all have to, like, cup your sack when you do the squat?
No, actually, I didn't. I was about to do it, and I was like, I like these shoes. And I went on in the stall. I was like, hell no. Why would I do this? I was trying to be cultural, and it did not happen. I was trying to be cultural and participate, and I said, "This ain't the time to play."
Yeah. Wait, you shit on your shoes right off the plane? Like you didn't?
No, I didn't. I could have. That's a joke I tell, but I really didn't. I actually got down to do it, and I was like, and my knee was shaking a little bit, and I was like, you know what? It's an open stall, and it's handicapped. That's for me. Go over there. And they had the plastic that automatically covered it, and then they changed it for you.
Ooh, nice. I like those.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I had a good time. I was like, you can't watch Snowfall squatted on the ground.
Okay, so to be clear, y'all don't have to hold your berries while you squat.
For some reason, it goes straight down. They don't touch the balls.
When you squat or when you use a regular toilet? Because I've never done the squatting Neanderthal way.
The OG way? That's the first poop.
That's how they said early
wood.
Man pooped, and you just
that's
like,
how Adam pooped. Yeah, that's
how Adam pooped.
I want to know what old man was like. This is not good for my knees. We need something
so we can. But you know, in Asian cultures, they're like it's normal to squat. Like you old people, they've been squatting their whole life. So everybody got Megan Thee Stallion knees times 10. Like Megan's knees ain't even as good as theirs.
And that's they live Asian a long culture. Time.
Yeah, so like for them, you could be 80, 90 years old, you still squatting, that's normal.
Hey, man. Well, they didn't grow up in a food desert with no water and Tahitian tree only. In some neighborhoods that only got a Family Dollar and got Tahitian.
That is true.
Damn, I had Tahitian tree in ye. Wow.
That's
Tahitian tree.
That's ratchet chick juice right there.
Right. And you know, that's how you know your teeth dirty. If you got a plaque on them, you always could tell who teeth dirty after they have
that Tahitian tree be on you for a couple hours. You're like,
yeah. I think I'm using with Fruitopia.
Oh, that's too thick. You got to cut that with some Fruitopia thick as hell.
You got to chase that with some liquor.
You got to cut
it. Like an elixir. It's like a syrup. It's like codeine.
Right.
Damn, I used to work a Fruitopia machine.
Yeah, we had that in high school. We were like, bro, this is too, like, I like sugar, but not like this. I gotta
it's eat too much.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
You gotta eat it with a spoon.
All right, y'all, we got to get out of here. What you choosing? You gonna clean up the porn shoot or clean up a porta potty at festivals?
I'm gonna be just like that dude on Boogie Nights with the boom mic.
I'm cleaning.
I'm cleaning up the porn shoot.
Cool porta potty cleaning for me.
Deanne, what you doing?
I think we all agree. The porn shoot.
I agree. If you in that mess. Thank you guys for watching Squadcast right here on All Death. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe to the channel. I want to thank our guests for the day, Mr. Ronnie Jordan, Deanne Lack, Ty Davis, and Patrick Cloud, myself, Meg Scoop. Join us every Monday right here on Squadcast. We'll see you next time.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.